Time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this morning is Trisha Fissel from Trisha Fissel Ministries. But we do appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Okay, perfect. This morning I'm going to talk to you about how God uses our places of adversity for times of promotion or places of promotion. And I want to read out of Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it." I've been looking at this for the past several weeks. You know, each one of us, we come into times where we face obstacles that seem insurpassable. You know, a mountain represents something that seems unmovable. It's something that, you know, when we stand at the base of the mountain and we look up, it just seems huge and too big for us to overcome. But when we keep our perspective right and we, you know, view things from God's perspective, you know, it gives us hope. You know, I fly a lot. And so oftentimes when we go over mountain ranges, when we're up 50,000 feet and you look down, that mountain seems very small and very flat. Well, when we come to find that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ, that's the perspective that we need to look at things, that there's nothing impossible with us. And so when we look at a mountain in our lives, it can be poverty, it can be sickness and disease, it can be relational issues, it can be job losses. You know, we each face these things. And if we look at them from a natural standpoint and our own ability and our own strength, they might seem too big for us. But God promises in his word, he says that he will cause his grace to abound towards us. So when we look at things and we understand God's nature and his love towards us and we understand his care for us, those things that seem impossible to overcome, when we see them through God's eyes, we can see them as a little hill that he's empowered us to overcome. And when we look at Israel in the Old Testament, when they were in right relationship with God and they kept God's laws and they kept the word of God, you know, enemies would rise up against them, but God would deliver Israel each and every time. And when those adversaries rose up against them, God used it as a place to promote Israel. And God will do the same with us. When we face things, whether it be sickness and disease, whether it be poverty, whether it be job losses, when we face those and we keep our heart right with God and we put our trust in him, God will cause us to be promoted in those times and in those places. And I remember in 2009, I lost my job. And it was during that time we were having some remodeling done on our house and I lost my job. Our roof started leaking. Our hot water heater broke, our furnace broke, plumbing broke. We had to replumb all of our house, and just all of these things were happening. And I woke up one morning just, you know, crying and distraught. I'm like, God, what are we going to do? And, you know, he spoke to me. He said, he gave me a promise out of Psalm 16 that says that he would maintain my lot. So every time something would happen, I would just start reminding God. I said, God, you told me in your word that you would maintain my lot, that you would provide for me. And we had miracle after miracle happen. We had debt canceled. We had people give us money. We had money multiply and just all of these amazing things. And so that season of adversity became a time of promotion for us. It wasn't just the momentary provision that we saw of God, but it brought us into a greater understanding of who he is. It brought us into a greater understanding of his will and desire to be involved in our lives. And God wants to do that for each and every one of us. And because of that season of adversity that we threw in 2009, it still affects my life today. Because now when I face things, I remember God's faithfulness from 2009, and it gives me the faith and the confidence that if God did it then, he's going to do it now, because he never changes. And so that's what I wanted to encourage the listeners with today, is that no matter what adversity you're facing, if you will face them knowing that God is with you, knowing that his grace is abounding towards you, that's his power, his favor, his mercy working in you and on your behalf. So when you stand before your mountain today, understand that you're not standing alone, but that God is with you, and that if you'll put your faith and your confidence and your trust in him, he will not fail you, but he will make a way when there seems to be no way. He'll provide for you when it seems there's no provision. He'll do something on your behalf.
Oh, that's a good, encouraging word for us, Trisha. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Yes. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you desire to be involved in our lives, God. You desire to provide for us, to bring peace in the midst of the storm. You desire to bring healing, life, and health, God. And I pray for every listener today. I pray, God, that you would just cause their faith to be stirred today, that, God, that they would see that no matter what is standing before them, God, they don't face it alone, but you're with them, Father. You're with them to bring them into promotion. You're with them to bring them into provision, to bring them into victory. And, Father, we just thank you for it, Lord. Let them see your faithfulness and let them put their trust in your nature and who you are, God. You are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. You are the one who provides for us. You are the one who fights for us, God, that you've not left us to ourselves, but you're with us and you will perfect everything concerning us. And Father, we just thank for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Trisha Fissel joining us this morning, sharing the Word of God on the Morning Munch. She is with Trisha Fissel Ministries. Tell us about Trisha Fissel Ministries.
Well, you know, this is something that God really put in my heart, because for the longest time I saw, you know, I struggled with my Christianity, thinking that it was a, you know, list of do's and don'ts and stuff. But it was through relationship and intimacy with God that I began to understand who we were created to be in Christ. And my struggle, you know, the things I struggled with were no longer a struggle. It's things that I truly discovered who we were created to be. And so that's my passion, because I see so many people struggling with their walk in Christ, you know, trying to do things in their own strength. And so my passion is to empower people with an understanding of who they were created to be and who our Father is. You know, that He's a loving Father that desires to be involved in our lives, that desires to help us. You know, He's not something that's in the distance, that's unattainable or unreachable, but He desires to walk in this life with us. So that's what I'm about, is just helping people understand that and bringing people into encounters with His presence.
Very cool. Folks, you want to find out more information, how can they do so?
They can go to trishafissel.com. It's my website. I've got daily devotionals and things on there that they can check out. Or they can like us on Facebook at Trisha Fissel Ministries, and I post daily video blogs. And then there's more information about different things that we do on there.
Excellent. Hey, Trisha, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you so much.